Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome along to another episode of Opinions Matter with myself, Jeremy, and Katie, who's in my seat today, and I'm in Adrian's seat. Broadcast and recorded every single day from the White Sands Hotel in Port Marnock. This is where we do the podcast every day. And before I tell you what we want to talk about today, and today's discussion is contentious, to say the least. It's Now, it's not something that's going to change the world, but for one particular female listener, it's something that is really, really bugging her. But we'll get to that in a second. Before I tell you about the topic today, I want to give a shout out to our show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. We've been raving about these guys for the last couple of weeks, and so have you, because you've been sending in your messages and voice notes about the money that you have got back. Now, if you've paid tax in the last few years, as I'm sure most of you have, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. They take just a 10%, fee plus VAT compared to some other agents who can charge up to 30%. And we've already got messages back from our listeners telling us about all the tax rebates that they've got. So if you're looking for a bit of extra money, that money is sitting there waiting for you in the tax man's pocket. Why not visit Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent that you can trust? The average amount that they get in rebate is $1,092, which will be better off in your pocket than in the tax man's pocket. So don't wait any longer. Make sure you check out Irish Tax Rebates. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's edition of Opinions Matter? Well, it's a message that we got. It was actually yesterday evening that we got it, so we didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday, but we got it yesterday evening. And it's from a girl. Does she want to be named, by the way? Well, she does. We put her name up on Facebook already, didn't we? Her name is Leona. And here is what Leona says in her message. Can you talk about snobs on your podcast and people judging you for your job? I'm a nail tech.
You all right there?
Yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, dry.
What's wrong?
Nothing of a dry throat.
Sure.
Can I get a glass of water, Amanda, please? Thank you. Okay. I'm a nail technician. And I always hear Jeremy slagging us off, saying a monkey could do the job. I never said that, by the way. Why do people always misquote me?
Because you have said it and I've heard you saying it.
Not that.
Don't lie.
Okay. I think he's funny. It doesn't bother me because he's taking the piss. But you wouldn't believe the snobs that make comments about my job. And my friend who works in a tanning salon gets the same shit. Are yous doing that job while you wait for a proper job? Why didn't yous go to college? Even when you go on dates and tell people what you do, it happens. I had a fella laughing at me when I went on a date, and he said, "Is that your hobby? What's your actual job?" For fuck's sake, she said, this needs to be talked about. From Leona. Leona is one of our biggest listeners to the podcast. Thank you very much for listening to us, Leona. I hope I don't upset you today. Yes, I have taken the piss out of doing the nails. I was saying you missed the show the other day. I was in my car doing a Zoom call, and one of my daughter's nail varnishes was in the back seat, and I found it. And I ended up doing my nails while I was on the Zoom call. It was a very boring Zoom call. Okay. And I did my nails.
I love peeling off the kids' nail varnish. It's lovely. Brilliant.
But I did a pretty good job of doing the nails. Oh. And I simply made the point of, Jesus, I didn't say a monkey could do that job. I said anybody could do that job. And people got very upset.
But first of all, you're wrong.
Now,
it's
Leona,
very different messing around with your daughter's nail varnish. But those nails, those like acrylics and the what's it called? Biab and all that. That takes skill. It takes an accurate hand. And
yeah,
it
I have no idea
skill.
What you're talking about. But all I know is I was able to do my nails.
But you were using a kid's nail varnish messing. It's not as simple as putting on a coat of nail varnish. Those biabs and the acrylics and the gel nails and all that. They take intricate work. There's setting layers. There's filing and shaping. It's an art and a craft.
Okay, it's a craft. Yeah, but so is painting by numbers. But you know what I mean. I learned during lockdown. I learned how to paint by numbers. No, but it is. That's an art and a craft as well.
But it's serious. If I go and get my set of biabs done today, I can pay 60 quid for a set of biabs. If you have someone there doing it, spending a couple of hours during the day doing it under the table, let's say, that easily make, I guarantee you, more than what you're making in a day.
I don't think
with
so.
With a full day. I don't think so. 60 quid for a set of biceps. 50 quid
okay,
for a set
I'm going to be very honest here because I don't know what kind of calls. We have about 15 calls lined up already to talk about this, and I don't believe any of you are going to be honest. So I'm going to be honest, okay? I don't believe you're going to be honest either. So
would I judge someone for the job they do?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Casey's not going to be honest today, so I'll be honest.
I wouldn't.
No, Casey won't be honest.
I wouldn't.
There's a difference, and I've said this before in the show, there's a difference between a job and a career.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you agree?
Oh, there's people who have more ambition than others, yeah.
And it's okay if you don't... So are you saying to people to do... I was about to say that.
There are people with more ambition than others, so obviously.
Someone who does nails doesn't have ambition.
No, I'm not talking about someone who does nails. There's someone who does nails might want to set up their own business. They might be very ambitious. They might have their own plans in the future to have their own nail salon. It's people who kind of maybe do the same job every day where there's no progression and don't want to progress that are lacking ambition.
No, I would find that a boring job. It's a job that you can learn to do in a couple of days. Last Christmas, I've told you this before, Casey, last Christmas I bought my missus a nail set. She was spending a fortune around in the nail salon. And I went and bought her a top of the range.
Bet she still goes to the nail salon.
No, she hasn't been there.
She does her own.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think there's any set that could make you do it as well.
My wife has a lovely set. My wife has a lovely set. No, she does. She has.
I don't think there's any nail set you can get that would do a better job than somebody who's trained.
What was it called? It was called Baby Bliss. I think that was the make.
Babyliss.
Is that what it's called? Babyliss. Okay. Anyway, it cost me a fortune. She looked up a couple of YouTube videos and the nail. But the point I'm trying to make is the career she has, and let's not talk about that. It's her own private life.
You've talked about it before.
No, I haven't. The career she had.
You drop it into every conversation.
Never bring it up.
You literally do it all the time.
The career she has, she had to go to, was it Trinity or UCD? I can't remember. For four years to do it anyway. Whereas she was able to learn how to do nails after watching a YouTube video for 20 minutes. And that's the point I'm making, is that there's different skills in
jobs.
But
that's no, because I guarantee she's not doing like... If I went to Sue now and I said, Sue, I'd love a set of acrylics. Can you do this?
She did all the families last Christmas. She can do everything.
This design that I want. It's not... I'm telling you, there's work that goes into it. I've seen them doing it.
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is every job is honourable that's honest. Every job that's not illegal is an honest job. Anybody that goes out in the morning to earn a crust, honestly, not breaking the law, is an honest job and they should be commended. But people do judge you on...
But can I just say as well...
See that message from Joseph?
Yeah, yeah. Like That's so snobby.
Yeah.
So snobby.
I was about to call him a name, but we're trying to get him onto the show.
I think Amanda's trying to ring him. But what I was going to say is sometimes there is a lot to be said for having a job where when you go home... A career is different to a job because you're constantly pursuing that next step up. Sometimes there's a lot to be said.
You're on the baby steps since the day I met you. You haven't gone up the steps.
Producing current affairs shows.
Yeah, okay.
Asking stupid questions that people don't give a fuck about. So we'll get back to that another point. But what I'm saying is there's a lot to be said for a job where someone goes home and is able to switch. Like my job, Jeremy, I'm not even joking, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, I'm taking calls from contributors. Breaking news stories come in. I'm trying to get them on. I'm trying to get people on. There's a lot to be said for being able to have a job where you go home and you switch off. You get your day's pay.
Okay, so why is Leona...
At the door, I'm done. See you tomorrow.
Why do people think when they hear about Leona's job, do they think that it's a hobby? I want to hear from you.
Because they're assholes.
Okay, and I want... Okay, no honesty here. I want to hear from you. 085, and I want total honesty. 085-825-2626. Why am I always the only one that will be honest on this show? That there are jobs that people judge and would look down their nose on. There are jobs. Let's go to Robbie. Sorry, Robbie, you've been on hold for ages there while Casey was ranting. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I think you're right, Jeremy. Like, you know, I don't consider it it's not a career. It is a job. But Katie, what you just said there a second ago, a lot of them are doing it for cash in hand. That's not an honest job.
Oh no, I agree.
Not only that's not the topic, let nobody cast a spirit. We've all done jobs for cash in hand. So at some
you do the odd job.
Well, I have no problem with anybody who's paying their system.
Yeah, but they do a week's course or 2 weeks course, whatever it is, and then they do it in their house for, as you were saying, you pay what, 60 quid for an hour's work?
Yeah, for for a set of biab.
Let's say they're doing 10, they have 10 friends, they're doing a 10, you know, every
serious
week.
Money to be made, yeah.
Yeah, and they're not paying a lick of tax on that, but they're still claiming the fucking dole. And that's what, and
yeah,
I
well, look,
that
is a topic
and
for another day, but I do agree with you.
An awful lot of people who do, you know, nail tech, and by the way, adding technician to a job doesn't increase the, you know,
okay, so
the
you like me, and I said this a couple of weeks ago when Adrian nearly punched me. I said they shouldn't be calling themselves nail technicians.
Well, what are they supposed to say? Painters?
No, because a technician is someone who fixes the wing on a plane. That's a technician, in my opinion.
Okay, no, I agree. It's an
so unless she's getting up on a 737 and painting the wing with her nail varnish. Is she painting the wing with her nail varnish?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they're calling it. The point is that if they're doing it honestly, that's different, Robbie. I agree with you. If they're doing it all under the table, now I have to say, if I was a nail technician, I probably wouldn't turn my nose up at a few under the table offers myself. But
no, if you're for a bit of cash in hand outside of work, like if you're renting a table or whatever the fuck you get them in the salons,
if you're already working and paying towards society in that, then I don't have a problem.
Yeah,
like, you know, so, you know, hairdressers do it all the time. Yeah. And I don't have an issue with that. It's the people who are on dole who only do this course because it's a very short, cheap, and I'm sorry, from what I've heard of people who've done it, easy course to do. I wouldn't be able to draw a fucking stigma, so I wouldn't have the skills for it. I won't lie about it.
There's also
but when you say it's an easy course to do, you're more or less saying a monkey
well,
can do
it. My niece has done it. I heard several friends, female friends have done it. They said it was easy. They said they're doing it purely because it's easy money, easy cash in hand money.
Can I also say there is a certain snobbery around as well. I've heard people, these apprentice sparks and plumbers and that. Can I just say that the likes of these apprentices,
oh, he's gone. Yeah, go on.
They're making more. They're making money hand over fist. They're making more than most of the people judging them. Do you know, so who's having the last laugh? People talk about apprenticeships and, oh, it's a real, you know, go and get a real job. Who wants to take these people are laughing all the way to the bank because they're making a fortune, and these are the people who will set up their own businesses in years to come and be fucking minted.
But the point I'm just making is that there is a difference between a job and a career. So why is Leona getting the piss taken? Why did that fella say when he met her on a date, is that your hobby, do nails? That's hard.
Because he's a small minded bastard, obviously.
No, but people obviously view it that way, do they not?
Well, they obviously do. Well, you do.
No.
And can I just say as well, Shinon on Facebook, I did a beauty course years ago. I can't paint nails to save my life. So not everybody can actually...
Shannon, by the way.
Okay, well, whatever. Not everybody can actually do it. There is a skill in it because some nail artists... I know a girl from Zimbabwe out my way who set up a nail bar.
A job is not a skilled job. A job,
incredible.
No, a job is not
and
a skill.
She is living in a massive house and her, she's, you know, happy family. She is living the life.
Yeah, but
she
a job
her own salon, she's killing it.
So you would compare,
she's amazing.
You compare nail technician to gynecologist. It's both.
But why are we comparing?
Because that's what people.
Why are we comparing?
That's what.
So what? You go on a date, and unless you're a gynecologist? What a weird one to go straight to. But unless you're some kind of doctor, or you know.
No,
what?
I'm saying some people have disciplined, not me, but some people have disciplined different things that they want in a partner, and that they want to get into a relationship with someone who's a professional and who's going to have a lot of money.
I'd rather get into okay, I get it as in for the future, you know, if you have a family and stuff, I get it that, you know, you have to be able to afford to bring up kids and everything else. But you also there's also the thing of, I'd rather be with somebody decent. Sorry, I'm just trying to put a call through. I'd rather be with somebody decent and live, you know, a not over luxurious life than be with an asshole because they're making more money or they're better qualified.
Obviously.
Like, have you ever heard the fucking likes of it?
Yeah, okay.
Snobbery.
But it's not snobbery. Some people want a better life and they want to be with someone who they can have a good life with. Say, and I'll give you an example in a sec because I want to go, we've loads of calls on hold. Sienna, what do you want to say on this?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, what's your point about this?
I think it's a talent.
Sorry, it's what?
A talent.
What's a talent?
Do nails.
But everything's a talent, but it's not a skill if everybody can do it. It's not a skilled job if you don't have to go to college for 4 or 5 years to do it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, right. I have seen girls with their nails done. And honest to God, Jeremy, they have different colours going through them. Now, they have to learn. You can't just go in and say, right, I want to be able to do that. That's fantastic, like, the way they do and all that. But that's it. They don't just go in. That's
really
trying.
No, I get it. Sorry, can I just... Oh, sorry, shots fired here. Shots
Some
fired.
Some of the designs are amazing, and I could not, like, with all the training, and I would be... Actually, I am artistic, so I don't know, maybe I would pick it up. It's the one thing that I was good at in school was art. But... Some people aren't artistic, and there are some people who will just never have the hand for it or the eye for it. It takes a massive amount of skill.
Okay, shots fired here from Cecilia. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. She said, DJs aren't exactly a high-powered job, are they? No, they're not, says Cecilia, and I will respond to that now. That's my point. I do DJing as a hobby. It's not my career. I do DJing as a hobby at the weekend, and you're right.
As a hobby.
There is
you don't do it as a hobby, you do it for the money.
There is a skill there is a skill attached to it, to playing the right music, and if you've ever been at a gig, Cecilia, you'd know that.
Yeah, knowing the crowd, reading the crowd.
Knowing the crowd, all that, and mixing the music. It is, but it's not, I would be the first to say, as someone who is a DJ by hobby, I would say this, that it's not something I had to go to college for. So I'd be the first to say that, but it is not my real job, and it's not what I went to college to do. I studied journalism in college. So shots fired right back at you, Cecilia, okay? Let me go to...
Yes. I have to ask the question. Do you believe that jobs aren't worth much unless there's a college behind it?
Didn't...
Because that's what I feel like you're implying. Are you implying that college is a be all and end all?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying there's a difference between a career and a job. That's all I'm saying. Difference between a career and a job. Joseph, your own opinions matter. How are you?
I'm good, Jeremy. Good. Thank you. Your previous caller said a couple of minutes ago that he had an issue with the words nail technician. I think you alluded to that as well. I'm on that boat. Nail technician, seriously. People jazzing up these job titles. I mean, when I was 14, I was a vision clearance executive, so I could get a few pence in the pocket. A window cleaner. I hate when people do this. And to be honest, I've got a son now who's in fifth year. He'll be doing his leaving cert next year, and he's on the dating scene at the moment.
And so, let me just ask before you get into that: what sort of plans have you got for him for his career? What do you want to see him doing?
What sort of plans?
Well, I have no.
What is he, his keeper?
No, but a parent always has aspirations for your.
Well, if you have your aspirations should be that your kid is happy.
Okay, but
well, that's true. That's true, Katie. I mean, he's a very bright young junior cert, and I think he's going to go on and sit in computers, and he's writing code and things like that at the moment. So I would hope. I mean, it's his choice; it's not mine. I can only lead the way.
Yeah, of course.
As far as that is concerned, but I would love to see him go to the likes of maybe the States and Silicon Valley and work over there and do that kind of stuff.
Because so I think like he's well capable of it. Go move to the other side of the world. Okay.
No,
I'd like to see him earn an honest living, Katie.
We can do that here in Ireland. We're a very cosmopolitan city in Dublin.
Yeah, but if he wants to make some real money and he's more than capable. Not many people can travel to the States and work in the likes of Silicon Valley. I think he's more than capable of it. What I was going to get to was the dating scene he's on at the moment, and an awful lot of the dates he's been on. I wouldn't get too much information out of him, but I'd ask him how the date went.
So
and more often than not,
I'm assuming you meant leaving cert, did you?
No, he's in fifth year now. He's doing his leaving cert next year.
Okay.
But he's on the dating scene at the moment. Okay. He's on numerous apps. I don't know what that said. Bumbles and all of these things. But a lot of the girls he's dating, and I've been asking about them, they're nail technicians, or they're brow technicians, or they're fucking influencers. None of them have a real job. And this is my concern
17.
For him.
At least they're working. They're probably 17.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, who during their school years from first to sixth year, when thinking about their future, said, oh, do you know what? I want to be a nail technician. I'll tell you who, nobody. What they are school failures. They're people that didn't apply themselves in school. They probably were good at art and said, oh, they had a steady hand. And then when third level education, I doubt many, if any, nail technicians got a third level education. I would imagine that when reality hit them of life after school, like, holy shit, I have to go and get a job now. What the fuck am I going to do? This was their only option, being a brow technician or a nail technician simple.
And when your son tells you he's been on dates with brow technicians and nail technicians, you're not happy about it?
Oh, well, listen, again, it's his choice, but I'll tell him, look, there's no future there. You're going to end up funding her lifestyle. I mean, I would much prefer my son be in a relationship with someone who's earning their own money.
Setting up nail bars and are making serious money.
Oh, they are, Katie. And what they're also doing, Jacinta and Anita are going around at the weekends with their big box of bullshit and calling around to houses, and they're not declaring any of that. They're defrauding the state.
Okay, but this isn't a topic about working under the table. This is a topic about people who are doing these jobs.
Well, hang on. This is a topic about working under the table, because that's what this job is. It's bullshit.
You seem to think college is the be-all and end-all. What do you think of somebody, Joseph, who is an apprentice?
Are they a paid apprentice?
Well, if they're working, yeah.
Or is it an internship?
An internship. That's an internship.
No. If it's a paid apprenticeship, then you've got a future ahead, because you could be an apprentice electrician, an apprentice plumber, and then become a full-time electrician or plumber. If you're painting nails for a living, you're painting nails for a living for the rest of your life. That's it.
Okay.
Unless you're willing to apply yourself to something else and better your future. Here's the other thing.
I just want to get some quotes out of you here so I can relay them. So the first thing you're saying, if you see somebody that is a brow technician or a nail technician, that says to you that they haven't achieved much in school and they weren't academic. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yeah. And that's the hill I'll die on, and I'm sure I'll have many going,
I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you now, these nail technicians or, you know, whatever
brow
you want.
Brow technicians. I didn't even know the job existed.
Okay, I'm talking to Joseph. Joseph, they probably lock their salon doors at 6 o'clock in the evening, go home to
their salon doors. They don't own salons. They're employed by someone who owns a salon.
There's
the
plenty
person
of
that
own
owns
salons.
The salon is the person that applied themselves in life.
That's not, how dare you insult someone because of their career choice? To make out that they're unambitious or they're unintelligent or they, like, how dare you? They're out making money.
Okay, but Katie, it's all they're capable of. It's all they're capable of. It's like another date my son went on. He went on a date with a girl who's a barista, a fancy word. She makes fucking coffee for a living. And because she was good at art, she can put a nice little design on your coffee. Well, whoopsie-do.
But she's making her own money and she's paying her taxes.
She's not making a lot of money.
But hang on, Joseph.
She wants to make more money.
Joseph. That girl who your son went on to date with, who was a barista, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that she's not just working part-time? I mean, I cleaned tables when I was in college. How do you know she wasn't just putting...
We've all done things like that because
but this girl that your son was on the date with, how do you know that she just wasn't?
Do we know what Joseph does? I'd love to know.
What I do is of nobody's concern, Katie.
Well, it is.
I'll be getting a backlash from all of your listeners. So I'd rather not, to be totally honest with you. But no, I mean, I make conversations with my son.
He's
in fifth year. He'll be doing his leaving cert. He's hopefully heading on to college. When
hopefully
asked
what
she was going
Joseph,
to do,
hopefully
she
for
didn't
who?
Know.
For you or him?
Of course, I'd like to see him go to college. You get
and
a third level education
and
make something of himself.
I don't
want
to go to college.
I want my kids to go to college.
I want to be a nail technician.
Be all in it. Hang on. Obviously, we would like our kids to, you know,
I want to see my college, my
follow
kids
their
college.
Education.
Yeah.
But you know what matters more to me is my kids being happy.
And you think nail technicians are happy with their life?
If they're happy, if my daughter does that and she's happy, then I'm happy as her mammy. That's all I know.
Do you know why nail technicians are happy, Katie? And do you know why they're working all the hours God sends them, particularly at the weekends when they're not declaring any of it? Because if they did have to declare any of it, they wouldn't be in receipt of the payments they're getting. Be it a HAP payment or
Joseph,
things like
Joseph,
that, they lose their benefits.
Okay, Joseph, the one thing you're saying that I can relate to, and I get this, is that you were saying, you know, you'd want to be with someone in a relationship, someone that earns a good wage as well. And Katie, that does make sense for things. Say, for instance, if you're somebody who has a really good job, mm-hmm. okay? If you're someone who's a solicitor, mm-hmm. okay? You're making 140 grand a year as a solicitor, okay? Probably more, I don't know what they make. Mm-hmm. But you're making a good job and you love traveling. You love going to exotic places. You love going to Thailand,
Bali.
You want to have someone who can go with you. And if you're in a relationship with someone who is basically working month to month and has nothing left over, you're not going to have the lifestyle that you desire with that person. or you're going to end up funding their lifestyle. I think that's the point you were making, wasn't it, Joseph, that they'd end up...
But if they're a good person and they're working hard and they're trying their best, then maybe the travelling and all that won't matter, because actually you've got something better here. You have somebody who's actually, you know, hard working.
Well, what I would hope is that he's very talented in computer technology and code and all of that kind of stuff. So if he does end up in the likes of Silicon Valley, will be getting a six-figure salary.
How many times are you being paid by Silicon Valley? What is your obsession with Silicon frickin' Valley?
You asked a question in relation to my son, and I'm telling you what the plan is.
Everything I'm hearing
for him.
From you is I'd hope, I'd like. What about what your son would like?
This is crazy. This is based on conversations I've had with him myself. This is what he wants to do. I didn't force him into writing code. He learned code, and he does it for, and this is where his future lays.
He
can go where he wants. He can go where he wants. One thing I can say for certain is that young man is going to have a bright future ahead of him. He's going to be earning decent money.
And
the last thing he needs is a little straggler on his arm,
Jesus,
that earns fuck all.
Well, that's a brow technician. Chances are his job might be obsolete.
It's a brow technician. It's a nail technician.
Taken over big time.
Your son
might be replaced by a robot, Joseph.
So hang on,
no robots can do nails, hon.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Joseph. Sorry, when you were shouting them over there, you said the three jobs. And if you do work in those jobs, a brow technician, nail technician, and sorry, what was the third job, Joseph? Sorry, I missed the third job.
The fancy word for someone who can make you a cup of coffee, a fucking barista.
The woman that serves you every day, do you tell her how you feel about her?
No, I just hand over the money and say thank you very much.
Yeah, she'd fucking spit
in
your latte.
So you're secretly, as you take your coffee offer that she's made for you, you're secretly thinking, Jesus, this woman has no ambition.
Yeah, that's two-faced. Well, you're not going to say that. Let me go to, who's on that line, Katie?
That is Orla.
Orla, how are you? You're on Opinions Matter. How are things?
Hi.
Now, what's
nail technicians, they actually can earn absolute good money. My daughter, she turned 27 last month. She is a nail technician, makeup artist, beautician, but she is closing on her first house, you know, as we speak.
She managed to get a money. No, I don't mean this in a condescending way. She managed to get... She managed to get a mortgage on a nail technician's wages, did she?
Yes,
that's brilliant.
She doesn't work part time. She's no kid. She's on social welfare. She's not on HAP. She has a full time job, and this is what she earns. Her and her boyfriend. Now he's a soldier, but they are closing. They're both the very same age. They're closing on their first house. I mean, she's very artistic. She can do, you know, she can do loads.
There's definitely a skill required in it. You do need to have a steady artistic eye and hand. You have to. Like, people saying anyone could do it. Okay, you can pick up a brush and paint your nails and do the first coat. But there is something else with designing the nail with this intricate detail and, you know, the kind of getting the nail to look like it's natural. Like, I couldn't do that.
No, I can't. Okay,
do me a favour, stay there. I'm going to put you on to Joseph in a second if he hasn't hung up to go to his coffee, because I'm sure...
I think it's really... I actually think this conversation is very insulting to people who... to people who are working hard and are out there every morning to crack it on to go to work and then...
Jesus. Sorry, did someone kidnap Katie and replace her with
a
clone?
No, I just don't think it's... I think it's nasty. I think it's nasty belittling people like that because what they do isn't fancy enough or doesn't earn enough money.
And my son would be in Silicon Valley.
Okay, by the way, she's just playing good cop, bad cop. No, don't
I'm not. I think...
Yeah, yeah. Good cop, bad cop.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Joseph, you were listening to Orla there. She was saying that her daughter is a nail technician. She sounds like a very proud mum. She just closed on her mortgage, so she's now a homeowner. Sorry. So what are you saying?
Yeah. Jerry, I'm just picking my jaw up off the floor. A nail technician and is closing on her first home. Does she own the nail salon, Ben?
Orla, does she own the nail salon?
No, she doesn't. She works in it, but she does have plans for her future.
Yay!
Her own business.
And her partner does what?
He's a soldier.
Oh, I don't know what salary they're getting. But that's amazing to me. I know what's happened there. I've got a feeling that very busy weekends for your daughter, I'd imagine. Out Saturday, all day Sunday as well, doing a few nixers. Would that be right?
She doesn't do nixers.
I'm not buying this for a second. Absolutely not. On a nail technician's salary, she's not closing on her first home without defrauding
she's
the state.
She's also a Mason
earning
Park.
A couple of grand every
Sorry,
weekend.
Sorry, her partner's in the Defence Forces, Joseph.
Yes, she is.
Earning what? I wouldn't be familiar with the Defence Forces.
None of your business.
Hang on. This is the question you put to me, and this is why I wanted to get to it.
Go on.
What I would assume happened there is, and listen, each to their own, but Saturday and Sunday, very busy doing nails, maybe going along to a wedding, and there's a load of giddy girlies there, 10, 20 of them, lined up, get their shellac done or what have you. And there's a couple of grand in the back pockets for her daughter every weekend. No wonder she's a house. None of it's been fucking declared. That's what.
She works in a salon
well
on Saturday.
Great little saver. Absolutely. Great little saver.
The salon she works in is open on
Joseph,
Saturday.
Joseph, can I ask you a question? Honestly now, and be honest here, right? Would you rather your son be poor and broke, or poor and happy, or rich and successful and loaded?
Be poor and how about be happy, rich, successful and loaded? Why isn't that an option?
Okay. Right, and forget poor. Would you rather your son have, you know, a standard, let's say he wants to stack shelves in a shop. He wants to go into Centre and stack shelves, but he is happy. He's earning his wage and he has a partner and whatever. He goes home to every night. He is living the life. Or would you rather him go over to America and be miserable in a high-pressure job?
I don't want him to be miserable at all. I do, of course, want him to be happy, Katie. But I am not setting out his future path for him. He's doing it himself. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He wants a certain type of life, and he is earning his keep to do that. He's going and he's studying hard, and he's going to fly his leaving cert, even what he did in his junior cert.
I've decided I want to be a bin man. I want to go to work every day, come home.
No one says that, Katie.
That's an honest living.
Yeah, but
a bin man is an honest living, Katie. Those guys work their arses off.
So is a barista.
So is a nail technician.
Sorry, Orla. What were you saying there?
I said a nail tech is an honest living too. She spent a lot of money getting her course, getting her makeup. She hasn't got a degree. My son has the degree. But she spent a lot of money doing her courses. She doesn't just do nails. She does makeup. She's a beautician. I mean, she was up for Beautician of the Year a couple of years ago. I mean, and she was, you know, she was shortlisted down to six. I mean, it's not that she's not just a nail tech. It is. I know a lot of people do it on the side, but for her, she's seeing this as a career. She plans to open her own business. She's not just a nail tech sitting there doing nails every day. And her work is very intricate. She does nail design, not just sticking a set of nails on somebody.
No, yes. So she's done all the work and she's fantastic at it. And on her nail technician salary, she's now getting a house.
Yes, it's a remarkable thing.
I'm sure many nail technicians at the moment are doing exactly the same
thing. Sorry, Joseph,
in
your original message to us, you talked about creche workers. And you said that they're glorified
baby brainless.
I'm looking at his text. You called creche workers glorified brainless babysitters.
Okay, but in fairness about creche workers, I'll just say this about creche workers.
Don't even go there because you don't even know the level of patience.
Sorry, you haven't said what I'm about. You haven't even heard what I'm about to say.
Okay, I think you're going to agree with him.
No, I'm not agreeing with him. What I'm saying is it's a very low-paid job. They deserve so much more money. You were depressed as fuck
So much more money. It's such a difficult job.
Yeah, they earn fuck
so
all.
Hard and
so it's a low-paid job.
It's not an easy job. Out of all the jobs I've ever had, it is the hardest job.
You wouldn't
job.
Go back to work.
I'd never go back.
Yeah, but then what are you shitting on the job yourself?
No, I'm not shitting on the job.
Yes, you are shitting. You just shit on the job by saying you would never do it.
I wasn't. I did it for many years and I found it really, really hard. I wouldn't go back because it's such a difficult, badly pay job. Every single girl and man that works in these facilities deserves so much more than what they're getting, because the parents can be a fucking nightmare to deal with, first of all.
What's wrong with creche workers? I assume your children went to creche at one stage.
No, they did. They didn't. My wife decided to stay home and look after them because I was earning enough to keep them there. But you know, creche workers again, it's just one of those things. It's not something
that
you think about.
You said in your text that you never sent your children to creche.
You said in your message you never sent your kids
to creche because you didn't want some AJH bringing them up and influencing them.
I would much prefer my kids were raised by their mum than anyone else, and that's exactly what we
went. Well, that's fine. Yeah, that's okay.
Because we could. No, because we could. But yeah. Again, and Katie, you can at me as much as you want, but again, it's one of those jobs that nobody thought about in secondary school when we were all thinking about our future careers. If this is very much, and the jobs we've mentioned so far today are lastminute.com, what the fuck am I going to do with the rest of my life?
Okay,
job?
But you did.
That's it.
But you
well,
did.
Well, no, yeah,
I'm
I would agree.
You have to bring it back. You call them.
Brain isn't a career. Brain dead, isn't a career.
Glorified babysitters. And AJHs, you refer to every person who works in a
crash. But they are glorified babysitters. What they're doing is looking after your kids. They're babysitting your kids.
They're educating your kids. No, it's not as simple as you go in and you sit in a room. You're not sitting in a room looking at your phone while the kids play. There's so much more to it than that.
Educating. Really, in a crash, they're educating. One and one is
educating.
Here's the colour yellow, here's the colour blue. That's a piece of piss. You hardly need a degree for that. I mean, seriously.
Okay, Darren, you're angry with him. Why? What did he say? Well, he said a lot.
Everything he said is annoying me.
Go on.
What do you do, Joseph?
I am not alluding to what I do for a living. No,
oh, no, well, no, you no, do to everyone else, but you won't let anyone else know what you do.
I have a six-figure salary for my job. That's all I'll tell you on that.
I'm like, Mia, I bet you can't even change a wheel. I bet you can't even change a wheel in a car.
I can change a wheel in my car. More than capable. No, listen, there are certain... No, don't get me wrong. I know where you're going with this. So am I frowning down on mechanics? No, I'm not. I don't know how to fix a car. So my car goes, there's nothing wrong with mechanics. There's nothing wrong with bin men. What I do have an issue with is these lastminute.com, what am I going to do with the rest of my life jobs that people think are real jobs, their careers. They're fucking not. And anyone who's honest will say the same.
Well, you do know, Joseph, if you start from the bottom of the ladder at McDonald's, you could end up being the manager.
Absolutely. But hang on, there's no ladder in a nail tech. Now, unless you're the owner of the salon, then you're just an employee that does.
I would rather be with a nail technician who is down to earth and streetwise, rather than some stuck up bitch that went to college.
100%.
And looked down on loads of people.
And also, Joseph, can I just point out to you, sorry, in relation to the childcare workers
that went to college isn't going to be a nail tech.
Just can I say in relation to the childcare workers as well, you have to have a VTEC level 5 minimum. And I can tell you
VTEC, is that the plastic toys?
Don't even fucking go there.
No, that's what they're called, isn't it?
VTEC. FETAC.
Yeah. My son has one of
you're talking about VTEC. Don't even do that. Don't even joke. VTEC.
My daughter has a typewriter that's a VTEC.
No, it's VTEC.
Okay.
And you have to have minimum
so you can get them in Smith's.
Level 5.
Smith's
and they're not easy courses. And also, by the way, apart from the actual course and learning side of things, the actual patience you need to be able to get kind of cater for. You could be in a room with 10 kids.
Ah, horrible.
And it's not easy. And I think I would genuinely say this is the most hated caller ever on Opinions Matter. Genuinely.
Definitely. I'll wear that with pride. But come here to me.
Sorry, let me ask you a question, Joseph. You don't want to say what job you do. Sorry, Joseph.
Go on, go on.
You don't want to say what job you do. That's fine. That's your prerogative. Do you own the company or are you an employee?
I own the company.
Oh, I was about to say, because if you're an employee, you're somebody's bitch as well. So you can't be going on about
it. Well, no, I've only got about 15 employees at the moment. But that's a job I've been doing for many years. It's a job I quite enjoy. It's a job that I always wanted. And I applied myself to get that job. And now I've got my own company. I've got a very good salary. I've got a nice house. Everything
you've got
a lovely outlook
on life.
So you have a daughter as well, do you, or is it just a son? Do you have a daughter?
I have a son. I have a younger daughter, yeah.
Sorry, so if your younger daughter wanted to become, she turned around and she said, you know, Dad, I want to be a makeup artist, an MUA. That's what I want to do. I love makeup. I want to do makeup in Brown Thomas. What would you say to her?
I would listen to her. I wouldn't poo-poo it because, you know, I don't want to hurt her.
Oh,
he's gone.
Sorry, Darren, that was the wrong call.
Yeah, go on, Darren. What did you want to say to him?
Oh, he's gone now. Wanted to see about his son.
Well, what about his son?
Is his son working in his company or is his son doing something else?
Sorry, I'll put that question to him. Sorry, Joseph, does your son work for your company? No, he's still in school, Darren.
No, he's in fifth year. He'll be in leaving cert next year and then he'll go and do what he likes.
I'm sure he'll get a job.
So he's a college head, is he?
No, he'll be doing his leaving cert next year. It's funny, I have to explain this to you. Fifth year, right? And then leaving cert and then you go to college. Say again?
So condescending.
I said, you're planning on sending him to college, are you?
he wants to go to college. He wants a third level education.
Yeah, I'd say he wouldn't. I wouldn't say he even knows how to change a wheel, to be honest with you. And I wouldn't say he's streetwise at all either. Because most people are not streetwise. Yeah.
Oh, right, college people. He'd probably be, I don't know, he'd be your boss at some point. You know, he's only, what, 16, 17?
I'll be working for myself, lad. Yeah. I won't be working for anyone in the future. Don't worry.
What do you do for a living, Nutella? You're a mechanic for the sound of it. You're a tire change executive. That's what it is, is it?
No, I'm not, no.
No, what is it?
I'll tell you what, though, so you wouldn't say it to my face.
Whoa, Kyle. Telephone tough guy, have we? Wow, brilliant.
Just stay there for a second. Okay, we're not going to take threats on the show, okay? We draw the line of that. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
I'm a delivery driver for a well-known company that delivers to fancy hotels, restaurants, all the things they need that this little snob probably fucking eats at or stays at. Am I a fucking lowlife as well? Prick.
I'm terrified to ask him that question, to be honest.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I'm just picking a job off the top of my hat. If your son ended up working on the doors in some bar in the city centre, would you be proud of him?
I'd be worried for him in our city centre. Jesus.
Okay, but would you be proud of him?
It's not a job I'd like him to have, but again, I am not making his life choices for him. I want to make that very, very clear, abundantly clear. He has a future path that he has figured out for himself. He applied himself in school. He had a fantastic junior cert. He's his leaving cert next year. I've got a feeling he's going to absolutely fly it. Hopefully, he'll get his college place wherever he wants to go. He can go. And I just know there's a bright future ahead for him. He's on the dating scene. He's going to, at some point in his life, be earning a nice salary. And the last thing I want him to have is a partner who he
Will you stop talking about what you want? All you have spoken about in relation to your son since you got on this show is what you hope and what you want and what you'd like to see.
Yeah, but he said maybe hope, not want. He said
can
hope.
Have, no, maybe he can have a partner who's a nail technician, but you know what? She respects the fucking hell out of him. She treats him like a fucking king.
Oh, I'm
and
sure
vice
she will.
Versa.
What was it that first attracted you to multi-millionaire? You know?
Oh, you prick. Sorry, I'm sorry. Although that is true as well. Look how many women are with ugly rich men.
Okay, but...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't deal with
Joseph,
this.
Joseph, your wife is on the other nine. Lola, not actually his wife.
Not actually.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, Joseph. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jeremy?
Good. Now, you wanted to weigh in on the creche workers. By the way, how did we even get talking about creche workers?
He said that they're brain dead, glorified babies.
I didn't say that.
No,
not you. I'm not talking about you.
What's your issue, Lola? Now?
My issue is, being honest with you, the nail technician thing, I think it's good for teenagers. You can do it on YouTube if you want to learn. I went into college to be a nail model for some to do exam. I couldn't believe it. They spent 8 months doing this in classroom.
The course for doing nails is 8 months long.
Yeah, pretty much. And it was just the most disastrous, horrific thing I've ever seen in my life, that if people were sitting in that room for 8 months, they don't learn the business and marketing skills behind it. The nails that I got on, I actually went straight into the bathroom and some girl clipped them off after 8 months. If you want to learn nails, you can watch them on YouTube. I'm sorry. And you can build up your own business. I did say that.
My wife learned how to do it. Okay, Katie, she will do your nails for Christmas for you, my wife, free of charge. FOC, okay? To show you how good she is. My wife does great nails.
But your wife also makes amazing cakes. She's artistic. She has that creative streak in her. Your wife is extremely creative and you are way punching above your weight with her.
I'll pass that message on to you.
I was thinking that I just came out, yeah. Sorry.
So your wife
has that creative streak. That's why she could probably pick it up.
So do you think you could become a nail technician overnight, Lola, if you wanted that job?
I think I could just buy the equipment, probably just get it off there and you could learn it in like a week. The fact that people are going into a college every single day, 5 days a week to do nails.
And what about your comment here on WhatsApp, Lola? So creche training is... Or creche work is Tamagotchi training.
What does that mean? What's Tamagotchi training?
So it's like having Tamagotchis you have to mind as opposed to like real human children.
Well, the reason why I'm saying that is there are some, this is where I'm going with this one. There's some people who are good at their work and there's some people who are bad at their work. And I put my daughter in a creche and I was told different things that she did every day. But I ticked the boxes, which my daughter did not do. So I pulled her out of the creche. So there's good people and there's bad people.
Yeah, that's not about the job. That's about the person. I'm asking. So would you judge someone based on their job, Lola?
No, I wouldn't judge anyone. Once they're happy and once they're good, that's fine. I don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me. But I'm just saying, nail technician. You know, I agree with Jeremy. Like, you know, I don't think, like, yeah, you can get great nail artists, but you want to be certain business that you've got, like nails, beauty, hairdressing. Like that woman came on about that you can put a whole seal in. You're not going to make a living off painting nails. Like, I'm sorry.
But there are people who are. Do you work, Lola?
Sorry, hang on a second. We just spoke to a woman, yes, Orla, whose, yes, daughter has...
Married
to an army person. Yeah, of course she did. An army get person. Mortgage.
An army person. Okay.
Yeah,
do you work?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to divulge what you do?
I run three businesses on my own.
You which?
Run three businesses.
You run three businesses?
Yeah.
And yet you have the time to be on this podcast probably most days.
I'm delighted she's on the podcast.
No, I'm just saying. She's talking about nail technicians
every day.
Yeah, thank you.
I love you for listening to Jeremy. Crawl over hole.
No, but I'm saying she's sitting here dissing, you know, oh, you can learn it so quick. Maybe you should go back to
it. I could learn it. I do my nails myself. I did my nails for my wedding myself. I learned it, how to do it. It's easy. You pick up something on Amazon.
Why are we all getting hung up on how easy or how difficult it is to learn if somebody's doing it and they're earning an honest crust?
Because they're okay. Let me explain to you, Katie.
Oh, dumb it down for me. Thanks. I am an academic after all. So please Actually, could you bring out the finger puppets just so I can really understand?
I actually have them. So Barry and John want to be nail technicians. No, the point I'm trying to make is there are certain jobs, you would even agree this, that are skilled. Okay, in other words, that you had to have a certain skill. So I can never be a surgeon because I don't have that intelligence or skill. Either could you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, not because you don't have that intelligence. You don't have the skill because you didn't learn. If you learned it, you could do it.
I wouldn't have the intelligence to. No, I just I didn't.
If you applied yourself enough,
I didn't do great in school. I got a very average.
I'm not academic. Well, that's why you're dealing with shitty competitions every day. We'll get back to that later. Go on. Sorry, what were you saying?
We won't. We have to go home.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying then there are other jobs that a taxi driver would not, and I'm not knocking the job, but a taxi driver wouldn't be as skilled because everybody knows how to drive. So there's different levels of skill attached to different jobs. That's all that people are trying to say here. And you're getting very touchy about it.
The job we're doing here,
a monkey could do.
What?
The podcasting. Anybody could be a podcaster.
Well, I don't know.
We're very lucky, and we always say that we're very lucky that we've made a success out of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Is that what you call it? I call it abysmal. It's a massive failure. Okay, we're losing money.
We'll send that audio to Adrian.
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay, stay there for a second, Lola. Let me go.
What I'm saying, Jeremy, is that everyone's getting hung up about how long it takes to get qualified. And how long it takes. You went to college, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. Do journalism.
And you did. And now you're doing shitty competitions every day. So you must look at your day when you get home from work and reflect on what you did and feel, Jesus Christ, I paid to go to college. I'm calling my colleague. I'm saying my colleague was not academic. I'm basically saying she's unintelligent. And this is what my day was. That must be hard for you. And that's probably why you feel the need. That's probably why you feel the need to slam other people, because probably hits you hard when you get home every day and you realise that your qualification, you might as well wipe your ass with it, because what you're doing in work and me and my unacademic self are two very different worlds.
You did ask once, was Schindler's List a movie about people?
No, you can bring up blonde moments, and that's absolutely fine.
But that's what I meant, the blonde moments.
No, you can bring up blonde moments.
It's not about
when I go home this evening, I'm going to be working on a highbrow running order, and you're going to be scratching your ass thinking about
I'm actually cooking dinner tonight.
Are you?
Louise, what do you make of what you've been hearing on the show?
Hi, you guys. I just wanted to ask Joseph a question if he's still there.
He's not, but Lola is, who is Joseph's wife. Well, she's not really, but she may as well be. Yeah, she may as well
be. But just on the topic, like, the last time I went to get my nails done, it cost me nearly €70. I don't think any career that's making €70 an hour, any job that's making €70 an hour couldn't be considered a career.
Okay, but that's €70. Sorry, Katie, I've never got my nails done. How much does your nail technician charge for getting?
About 55.
Okay, and how much of that would be product? So how much is the labour? How much are you making out of the labour?
Oh God, I don't know how much the stuff costs, but once you have your the nail dryers and all the varnishes and stuff, there's a whole lot of overhead.
Okay, so what you
say? They're making good money. My brow tech, if I go to get my brows done, cost me €50. Eyelashes cost up to €100. These girls are making good money. And as well, it's an era thing. So I know when I left school not that long ago, a lot of girls aimed to do beauty. That was a really big thing, and it still is. a lot of girls now are moving into skincare, they're moving into all these different elements of beauty, and they're making careers for themselves out of their interests and out of things that might have started as hobbies. And
okay, Lola,
100% they can be classified as a career.
Lola, it's a career. It's a career.
I agree with exactly what she said. I think it can be a career. Now, this is where I'm coming from. If you get into the right place and you have a skill set with a few multiples and you can get a good life, but now everyone's going to get into it. Like, you're not going to get a lifetime out of painting nails. But if you get hired by or start your own business, yeah, you can with a few different things, but not everyone is going to. Like, you know, it's not sitting in your bedroom painting nails. And these girls who are going in at the start, they expand. I think that's brilliant. If that's what they want to get into beauty, fantastic. They have a fantastic career ahead of them. But if it's just like, right, I'm going to sit there for 8 months and paint nails, realistically, I'm sorry, there's nothing in it. Like, unless they start off and do their own business and do it really well, but you're going to take a long time to do it. I don't consider it a professional career to do it for 8 months. You can learn on the internet. And people who are artistic naturally are an artistic. They don't need to go to college to do this. End of, in my opinion. You can learn guitar on YouTube.
You can learn what?
My brother learned how to play the guitar.
Okay, you can learn guitar on YouTube, yeah? But
you can learn to do your nails on YouTube.
But the argument is you can learn guitar on YouTube, yeah? But you're never going to become Eric Clapton from you learning it on YouTube. You need a skill.
But if you're a skilled guitarist, people will want to see you. If you're a skilled nails artist, people will want to see you. You don't need a college certificate for this stuff. You start it up yourself and you move forward and bring it forward. And people, by word of mouth, they'll start coming to you.
Lola,
that's how you make a career.
Lola, it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you very much and say hello to Joseph. By the way, I'm only joking. They're not married. Here's Hannah. Let's have a listen to Hannah.
Hi guys, it's Hannah here. First of all, I would just like to say, what gives anybody the right to judge anybody for the job that they do? If people are getting up every single morning and going out and they're working and they're paying their taxes, why does it matter? I get judged every single day of the week for the job that I do. I'm self-employed. I'm a dog walker. I set up my own business a couple of years ago. I'm very successful. I have an award-winning business. You know, I get up every single morning at 5 o'clock. You know, I do group walks every single day. Anywhere between 15 and 20 dogs every single day have to be walked. You know, we're up in the Dublin Mountains at the crack of dawn, standing up at the very top, taking in the views of the city, looking down at everyone else. You know, so what gives anybody else the right to say, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, or you shouldn't be doing this, or that's not a good job, blah, blah. I have an incredibly good income. I'm in my 30s. I'm married. I just bought my first house. You know, so if anybody wants to sit there and judge me, that's fine. But there's nobody has the right to judge anybody else for the job that they do. At least they're not sitting on the dole,
exactly,
scratching their worthless balls.
Oh, worthless. Hang on, Hannah. There's one thing I'll say to you, and this should be the lesson that we all take away from today's show. If you're happy, okay, two things, Katie, yeah? Would you agree?
I just want to say something. Put up the mic. Just one second.
If you're happy doing the job, hang on, this is important. If you're happy doing the job that you're happy, that is so important. Because I know people who are in really good, high-powered jobs and who... We used to work with a fella who was in a good job.
Go to the red line there?
Yes, well, I'm just telling you this.
No.
Who used to moan constantly and still does about the job that he does. So it's not about how much you earn. Yes, having a good salary means you better get a better life. But job happiness is so, so important. Now, we've time for one last call on this. Yeah. Which line? Line 4?
Red line. Say hello.
Red line. So why don't we give the lines colours?
Hello.
Oh, Adrian, how are you?
I'm good.
Sorry, why are you ringing in on this on your day off as well?
Yeah, I just rang him. Adrian has heard your comments about
me. Oh, okay.
So lack of academia.
Okay, she's very obsessed.
Yeah. Adrian, when it comes to production,
for
all the listeners.
By the way, I don't care.
When it comes to a running order, if you have two running orders in front of you, whose is better?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yours is far superior.
Yeah.
And why is that, Adrian? Could you explain for the listeners who maybe don't understand running orders are or how they work? No, I care. No, yeah, I just like to set the record straight. Why is it that my running orders would far exceed your expectations in comparison
to James? Because of your experience producing Current Affairs Radio.
Mm.
Okay.
Thank you.
And finally, Adrian, I'm sorry for her ringing you on your day off.
You're not
locked, are you?
No, sure, I'm working.
Okay. Finally, where did Katie learn her trade from? Can you please tell the listeners? Who trimmed?
From the two of us.
Yeah. So that's a reflection on us. We are the... If you're
so now you're taking credit for my greatness.
Well,
okay.
We are. All you did,
now you're taking credit
all you
for
did
my
was bottle feed babies before you met us. Isn't that right, Adrian? Bottle feed babies.
I learned everything I learned
bring
from
Adrian. Bring babies out for walks. Bring babies
the boss,
out.
We brought in the boss and he's answered. Thank you, Adrian.
Enjoy your day off. And thank you.
He's a great man, our Adrian.
He is.
Now, sorry, and that was, sorry, I did not tell him to say that. Adrian has worked, the radio station I actually work for, Adrian does cover work on it and regularly does cover work. And so he sees running orders, Jeremy. So next time you're going to put down my academia or my lack thereof.
Academia is the worst.
Maybe look at yourself because you ain't doing too well.
Can I just say something? I'd hate to be married to you. I'd say you don't let anything go.
Oh, no.
Like, do you hold grudges against Al?
Which?
My wife holds a grudge.
No, I don't hold grudges.
My wife holds a grudge against me for something I did 15 years ago.
No, but I really...
15 years ago.
You know, you sit there and my problem is that you speak down to people and you really judge people. But
okay,
really,
shut up for a second, Katie. I'm busy
you're
talking.
You're not that
here
fantastic yourself, you know?
I have to tell you. When are we doing the next show together?
I don't know, but I'm really looking forward to it.
I have to tell you why she holds a grudge against me for 15. 15 years! Is a like even in Northern Ireland?
Found your sock.
Even in Northern Ireland, they're able to get on now, aren't they? They don't bring up the troubles anymore. They're able to talk about that. 15 years ago, I fucked up. I did something. I forgot to do something. Sorry, I was supposed to do something and I forgot to do it. And I still get told about it to this day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, was it pull out? Was it whipping out? No.
Oh, you're such a scumbag. Such a scumbag. You won't believe why Jeremy's wife is holding a grudge. That'll be the headline. With a couple of asterisks. Yeah.
Oh, the asterisk.
The pearl of asterisks.
No,
asterisks.
Actually, no, I don't know.
You're not academic. You don't know
Adrian
the pearl.
Adrian is the proof in the pudding.
The plural of asterisks is asterisks.
Adrian is the proof in the pudding.
Anyway, yeah, she holds a grudge, just like Eric.
I don't hold a grudge. I just let rip and then I forget about it. That's what I do. I let rip and I rant and then I'm sure, but when this show's over, do we ever really fight? How many times have I sent you that most horrible WhatsApp angry message?
I blocked that. I'm not in that group. So you're
I'm still typing to myself every day.
You're talking to a vacuum. Anyway, okay. Subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcast and we'll talk to you on the next one when I reveal what the grudge is all about. Talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye. And don't forget to check out our podcast sponsor, Irish Tax Rebates, the Irish tax agent that you can trust. Check them out at irishtaxrebates.ie.